allowing us to have some type of flexibility, some type of say into what we do, obviously gives us a structure and a direction to work with, but at the end of the day, he gives us choices and he allows us to modify and customize the workout so that we can use it to, according to the needs that every individual has on the team. But we love Rhett Matt. I mean, he's always perky for some reason, like 7 in the morning, and so it's always fun to go to work out and have a guy perky that early in the morning, especially if you're not a morning person.
Are you guys stressing different parts of, I mean, different things than you did in the past? Tremont was talking about how he feels some of the stuff transfers better to the field than maybe just throwing iron around.
Sure, I think we do a little more functional, kind of transitional movements that apply to the game and transfer very easily into the game. So I think he brings that kind of background to the table, and it helps because you got to train the movements that you do on the field. It's just like you guys. I mean, you got to train, you know, the kind of questions you're going to ask, the kind of stuff you're going to write up. You know, you're not going to go and ask questions about some kind of animal in the, you know, safari or the Sahara Desert in Africa or something. You're going to focus more on sports-specific questions. The same for us. We got to focus more on sports-specific movements and things that we're going to do on the field.
Do you feel different
this time this year than
you did last year?
I mean, you know, with me, I don't know if it's more of a change of regimen, change of training kind of thing. It's more just the gradual progression. You gain knowledge. And as you work with more and more people, you gain more and more knowledge from their backgrounds, and you're able to combine all that background and knowledge together and formulate your own plan, like I mentioned today. He gives us the freedom to do so and carry that out.
In the vacuum of off-season, lack of news, sometimes people pay a lot of attention to the charts and who's running with where and all that. What about you? Where do you see your spot right now and heading into training camp, handicapping what you think your playing time might be?
You know, I don't know. That's the question that's going to be for the coaches. I'm the guy that just goes out, I do my job, I do what they ask me to do, and I continually improve on a day-in, day-out basis. I've been like that ever since I walked into a football arena, so I've been taught to be this how I am, and it's worked out for me, and I feel that it's best approach at this time for the team, and it's all about getting the team to be the best team possible. You got to trust the coaches that they're going to use the resources at their disposal in a way that's going to help the team maximize its output. So I trust that I'm not somebody who gets too caught up in it. I have never, and I'm not going to start doing it right now. I'm going to keep on doing what I do.
How different is what you do from what you did last year as a situational pass rusher?
It's completely different because it's something that's a hybrid position. You're up at 2 points and you're going to either be dropping into coverage or you're going to be rushing bringing it. And so, I mean, the fact that you're going to go out and you're going to train it in the offseason, you've got a great teacher, Kevin Green, who really masters the position, who masters the techniques, it's an honor and a privilege. And it's a process. It's something that, for me personally, you know, I got to take it day by day, step by step, because I haven't done this for many years. And even last year, you know, situational pass rush, I had no training, nothing. I was just sort of thrown into it. It's different because I was in a three. It's more of a defensive end. This is a true hybrid position. And so for me, it's a process. Take it a day at a time. Sometimes 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It doesn't matter. I know where I'm going to be, and I'm excited about what come of this defense and how we're going to be able to execute it.